Hi, I'm Michael Cashew.
And I'm Adi Cashew, and you're listening to the WAG podcast. This podcast is about health, wellness, and personal development.
Each episode is a short conversation between Adi and I on a single topic with actionable steps. We cover everything from food, mindset, fitness, and relationships.
We started WAG because of the way health and fitness changed our lives, so we hope to share a tool or two that helps you along your way.
Welcome back, Adi.
Hey, Michael.
It's good to be back. Guys, welcome. If you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. If you're back with us for the third, fourth, or umpteenth time, welcome back. We're so excited to have you here.
We appreciate you.
We have a really exciting podcast today. It's something that we kind of talk about a lot, but this is a little bit of a different spin on it that I think is going to be really, really powerful for you guys. Mm-hmm. And Adi was saying before the show how it's kind of like when you just bought your new Prius and then you start seeing Priuses everywhere. Like as soon as we had this insight, this thing just keeps coming up over and over and over. And in our opinion, this is one of, if not the most important kind of insight or mindset shift that we can have in terms of nutrition, but also lots of different areas of life.
Yeah, I think it's just really super important in terms of achieving any type of goal, progressing, growing. This mindset shift can help you avoid frustration. It can help you achieve goals. It can help you maintain an achievement of a goal. Mm-hmm. It's really, really important.
Before we get into the show, we want to thank all of you who have taken the time to leave us reviews. It's really, really motivating for us. It's inspiring, and it reminds us why we're doing this when we hear the sort of impact that some of the lessons are having and how you're actually utilizing these things in your life. So thank you. It also helps us reach more people. So one of the big reasons that we're doing this is just to have an impact on people. We love creating content, and we just want it to reach more people. And when you leave reviews, the way that iTunes and these other softwares work is it ranks higher and it helps us to impact a larger amount of people. So thank you.
Yeah,
I have one here that I want to read. It's from Janine Quez. I love both of their inputs. I appreciate their advice, both of their individual personal development and their work as a couple. Thank you, Janine.
Thanks, Janine.
Let's get into this thing. So okay. Intensity versus consistency. Mm-hmm. We just learned this new concept, which is called a mistake of intuition, from our friend Eben Pagan. Mm-hmm. A mistake of intuition is something in any area of life that we do that we think should work really, really well, but it doesn't work at all. And not only does it not work, but oftentimes it moves us in the opposite direction of our goal. Mm-hmm. And today we're going to talk a little bit about why focusing too much on intensity can move us away from our goals. Mm-hmm. So ways that we focus on intensity in our nutrition, the most common is we take on diets that are like get shredded in 6 weeks or something that's
like
just
a 30-day lose as much weight as possible, or we go in extreme calorie deficits in order to get tremendous amounts of results, or we cut out an entire food group that is not something that's sustainable for us long term, and we know that ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And the intention is to just get really quick results or to have this like really intense experience. That is what intensity would be mm-hmm. in your nutrition.
Simon Sinek has this amazing quote. He's like, you can't get in great shape by going to the gym for 9 hours in one day. Mm-hmm. But if you go to the gym a little bit every single day, you can get in amazing shape.
Yes.
We love intensity because it gives us some amount of certainty. It's fun. And in a lot of times, it's necessary. Do you want to talk a little bit about the times that it's necessary and useful?
Yeah. I don't know that it's necessary, but I do
think... Well, in terms of like a weightlifting meet, we got to be really intense.
Right. Yeah. So I do think that there are times in life where intensity is very useful, even for a weightlifting meet. So intensity could be really useful for somebody who's training a little bit heavier than their weight class and needs to make weight for a meet. So let's say they have 5 pounds to lose before they get on the scale at the meet. Doing that in a short period of time can make sure that it's mostly water weight, and it can actually help them perform better. And so being really intense for a short period of time to get that weight off super quickly is really useful, but there is no intention to maintain that weight loss long term. And what they're doing in that intense period of time is not something that they're ever going to be doing forever, every day. Like, they're doing things that are very different intentionally. The same thing would be for people who compete at a really high level. When you're going to your competition, the things that you're doing closer to the competition or the things that you're doing on the competition day are not things that you're doing every day, day in, day out. Intensity in those scenarios is actually really fun, or for the purposes of achieving some type of goal. And we're opting into those intense scenarios, but it is not the same as long-term sustainable results. And in order to be successful in those intense period of times, like I think another good example is to write a book in 30 days or having a deadline for something at work. In order to be able to handle intensity and achieve in that scenario, consistency makes it more likely. So use the example of writing a book in 30 days. That one could be fun for somebody who really enjoys writing. Two, it could help someone actually write a book if they have the pressure of getting it actually done. But you're more likely to write a good book if you have been consistently writing for years leading up to this really intense event. So what we're talking about today is people who don't practice consistency, haven't used consistency to build skills and habits and confidence, and then go straight into intensity hoping to get the results that they desire in whatever avenue.
And we're talking about like really big long-term goals. Like I want to, me personally, I want to maintain a body that I'm confident in that feels healthy for the rest of my life, right? We're talking about goals like I want to start a thriving business. I want to learn how to play the guitar, like really big long-term goals. We think that we need intensity, and me and you are in the same boat, right? We think sometimes that we need to be intense, but in fact, it moves us in the opposite direction, right? Yeah. Another piece of this that I forgot to mention is that in the beginning, like when we're first starting something, we have so much motivation that we want to be intense, right? We want to go from, you know, it was Christmas time and we were around family and we really ate like crap, to all of a sudden we are doing 10 new things right out of the gate.
Yeah, you have maximum motivation, maximum energy, and it's so funny how human beings are. Like, because I definitely fall into this scenario where I think I'm going to be able to maintain that intensity forever. There's that's the mistake of intuition. You choose the intensity and you think that you're going to be able to maintain the intensity forever, and you think that's going to get you the results. When in reality, eventually the motivation dies off, because it's really very similar to an emotion like happiness or sadness. It just comes and goes sometimes. And you're putting in more work than is actually convenient for your everyday life. And it makes it very difficult to be consistent. And when we talk about consistent, that's day in, day out, doing the things that are necessary to be the kind of person that you want to be who has those results. So if you want to be the kind of person who can maintain a body weight, then you need to have things that you do every single day that allow you to do that. If you go on a super crash diet, then right afterwards you might binge because you feel restricted and you feel like, oh, I just restricted myself for so long. I've earned this whole pizza that I'm going to eat, or this tub of ice cream, or whatever it is, which actually takes you in the opposite direction of maintaining a body weight, because you're just going up and down. Instead, it's eating whole foods. It's paying attention to how much you're eating, and that doing that every single day instead of just one weekend out of the month.
Right. James Clear had this awesome blog article on this entitled Intensity Versus Consistency. And he had this quote in there that went, intensity makes for a good story. Consistency makes for progress. And that just immediately brings to mind our nutrition pyramid with consistency on the bottom. We've done a couple episodes on kind of around this topic. One is building from the bottom, a nutrition pyramid for a healthier lifestyle, and also episode number one, which was creating high efficiency habits that stick. So if you want a deeper dive into consistency and habit formation, then go listen to those episodes. With that said, we want to, some of this is going to be a reiteration, but we think these are some of the most powerful and necessary concepts for us to grasp. So we have three action items for you.
Yeah. And it takes, I've heard that it takes 8 times of hearing something to actually absorb it. So if we're going to say anything more than one time, these are worth repeating.
So now you know you need to be consistent. How do you be consistent? Number one is find the lead domino. The lead domino is a habit, an action, a behavior that once instilled and once done makes all of the other possible things that you might need to do either easier or non-existent. And I want to add a little piece to this. When you're looking for this lead domino, find something, and we get this from Precision Nutrition, find something that you are an 8 or 9 out of 10 likely to actually follow through on. So don't pick something that feels like on the edge of what is possible for you. Pick something that's like, damn, that sounds pretty easy. I could definitely stick to that. Mm-hmm. Do you have some examples of like what you might commonly recommend to people in nutrition specifically?
Yeah. So when lead domino, meaning you, when you think of dominoes, like a set of domino, you're going to knock one over and it's going to knock everything else over. It kind of just like sets things in motion. And I feel like a lot of us have gotten this feeling of you start something and you put one thing in motion and it kind of builds this momentum where all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, things are happening. Like it's working. It's like this thing clicks. So one habit that can make a lot of other things easier is to keep your kitchen tidy or to organize your pantry and fridge. Like changing your environment of the way that your kitchen is set up is actually surprisingly very much a lead domino. So let's say you open your fridge and the first things that you see are cheese and bacon and like leftover baked goods from before, something like that. Something really high calorie, something that you actually don't want to be eating, something that you have a hard time restraining yourself around. And that could be anything for anybody. If those are the first things that you're seeing in the fridge, that is actually going to be the most likely thing that you're going to eat. Mm-hmm. Every time you see it, you have to resist. Someone once told me it's easier to resist something one time at the grocery store than every single day when it's in your house. That's one of those things is just doing a little makeover of your kitchen. Look at your counters. Are there easy to snack on things on your counter that when you walk by, every single time you grab a handful? Mm-hmm. Just making it so that the first things that you see in the fridge and the first things that you see in the pantry are the options that you want to go for, the healthier options that are going to help you achieve your goals. Same thing as making the things that are not going to help you achieve your goals, because I know a lot of people listening have kids, and maybe you have things that your kids want to eat and you want them to have, but you don't want. Make those things harder to get to. So at the top of and the corner of your cupboard or in the garage or somewhere that you have to make like a couple decisions before you can get to it. And that immediately makes it easier to make better choices. It also makes it easier to make meals that align with your goals because those are the ingredients that are going to be readily available. So that's one example of a lead domino for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal one. One of the most powerful things I've ever seen in relation to this is your lead domino last year of 30 minutes of movement a day. Mm-hmm. You decided that you weren't feeling great in your body. You wanted to make mm-hmm. some change. And in the past, you might have done 10 new things, but you picked 30 minutes of movement every day. Sometimes that was a workout. Sometimes that was a walk. And what happened is you stuck to that one thing, but then you just almost effortlessly and naturally did so many other things in your nutrition, in your social life, the way that you felt, like your confidence and your anxiety levels. That one lead domino affected everything else in your life.
Yeah, it really did completely change my life. Just moving my body for 30 minutes every single day. I still think about that all the time now, just how much it improves my mood and my stress. So that is definitely a lead domino because moving for 30 minutes a day, one, it was super low. moving meant walking. I didn't even have to do 30 minutes in a row. I could do 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the evening. I'd take the dog for a walk. I ended up spending more time outdoors, which is awesome, and improved my mood. And then the improved mood from moving and spending more time outdoors or doing more things physically also led to me taking more breaks from work, which helped me reduce my stress and anxiety. Also being outside helped me reduce my stress and anxiety. And that was like another thing that was limiting me from achieving my results. So all of a sudden, just moving 30 minutes a day allowed me to see that so many of the other habits I wanted to instill, like stress management or spending more time outdoors, I didn't even need to have those goals anymore because it was just naturally happening because I instilled this one skill.
Mm-hmm. One really great one for me in the past was simply tracking everything that I ate. I wasn't even weighing and measuring. I would either, well, I wasn't writing it down, but you could write it down. But I was just entering in what I was eating into my Fitness Pal. And I was definitely estimating. And simply the act of recording what I was eating and bringing some awareness to it made my food decisions so much better. It made the amount that I was worrying about what I was eating so much better. And then it had a trickle effect and started knocking over other dominoes.
It's like that one is just a really simple one. It puts a pause there in between just, I want to eat something and I'm going to eat something. And it puts like a little moment where you have to think about it. And no, not a lot of people have that moment of thinking about it. You could do the same thing if you don't want to write everything in MyFitnessPal. You could just take 2 minutes before you eat something. So even set a timer on your phone. You want to eat something. You feel like you're hungry. You've made this decision to have ice cream or whatever it is. Set a timer for 2 minutes on your phone and think about it for a little bit before you just make that decision. Oftentimes you'll realize, I actually don't really need it. And then you'll choose something different. Mm-hmm. Something that's going to make, that's really easy to achieve. It seems like when I did the 30 minutes of movement a day, it honestly, I'm coming from a background of being a high level athlete my whole life and training 20 hours a week at many points in my life for years. I thought 30 minutes of movement a day was a joke. I was like, there's no way that I'm going to miss this. It's super low barrier for entry. And there were some days that it was actually difficult for me. Mm-hmm. And so try not to have ego when it comes to this. Try not to choose something that is based on the past. It's based on where you're at right now and what you're capable of right now. And it should be so easy that you almost want to add to it. Mm-hmm. Like you're almost like, is this even going to be worth it? Mm-hmm. Super, super easy.
Mm-hmm. And I could hear some people thinking that these things that we just said are for beginners only. And I kind of want to address that. If you're in a spot where you feel like you're plateaued or your progress has stalled, this information that we're giving is for you as well. Because, and I'll bring it back to your example of 30 minutes of movement a day. You still looked great. You were not a beginner by any means. You were a Jedi.
Yeah, and I was still 12 years into fitness and nutrition and really focusing. I run a nutrition coaching company. I help thousands of people do this. I'm definitely not a beginner. Definitely not.
And you knew that if you just at least focused and committed to doing one thing every single day, that it would have a trickle effect on other things. So if you're feeling stalled, make sure you're finding that one thing that you can commit to, and I think you're gonna start seeing your progress.
Yeah, I cannot stress enough that you are never too good for this habit. Mm-hmm. I work with elite athletes all over the planet. I work with CrossFit Games champions, and they do the exact same thing. There are often times when I'm doing a check-in with Katrin David's daughter. She's won the CrossFit Games 2 times. She's definitely not a beginner. She's done this. She understands how it works. She's super disciplined. And sometimes we're just focusing on getting to sleep at a reasonable hour. And you'd think she should be able to have that as a breeze. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's a little bit more difficult. But we know that getting to sleep at a reasonable hour means she's going to wake up with enough time to prepare for the day, which is going to make it easier for her not to be rushed and not to be stressed and get in all her recovery and all that type of stuff. So if it's not too good for Katrin David's daughter, it's not too good for you. Boom. I promise.
Number two is give yourself an external consequence. So last year, I said that I wanted to create a personal development program for our staff at WAG. And it's not directly tied to any financial goals. I'm not getting any like praise for this. There's no kind of like external rewards for me building this program. Mm-hmm. There's no external rewards, right? And I knew myself that if I left to my own devices, it could take me a year or more to create this thing. But I said, I want to create this thing in 3 months. How am I going to stick to it? I said, I'm going to spend an hour a day, and that was a pretty big one, but I'm going to spend an hour a day working on this thing. And if I don't follow through, if I miss a single day, then I'm going to eat 10 double cheeseburgers from this local place called Hop Dotty and 6 ice cream shakes.
Which is gross.
18,000 calories.
Nobody wants to do that. Anyone thinking that would be a good time, you should do it, film yourself and send it to me, because that's not a good time. There's nothing good about that.
So I told Adi about it. I told all of my friends about it. I told some of the staff. I talked about it on podcast.
Yeah.
So I was really on the hook for this external consequence. Mm-hmm. If I missed a day and anyone found out about it that I didn't go and do the consequence, mm-hmm. I was going to feel a lot of shame. So mm-hmm. I gave myself this external consequence and I completed the thing in 3 months. And then we had this awesome program that we took a bunch of our staff through.
Exactly. I love that sometimes with goals, you want to run towards something and sometimes you want to run away from something. Running away from 18,000 calories is pretty motivating. Mm-hmm.
So this just provides a little bit of reinforcement. Give yourself some type of reasonable external consequence and tell it to as many people as you feel comfortable with mm-hmm. so that you really are on the hook for this thing. And number three is find someone in your life to be accountable to. This is the reason that CrossFit has been so successful in the first place. When you show up at a CrossFit gym, you are accountable to the coach that you see every day. You're accountable to the group of friends that you make. So if you miss a day, if it's a good gym, you're probably going to get a text or an email at some point saying, hey, where are you? Whereas at a big box gym, no one even knows you. No one's reaching out.
And no one's doing the same workout with you. Mm-hmm. The benefit of going to CrossFit for me was I'm doing this workout and everyone around me is doing the same workout. And if I am not trying in the workout, there's no like giving up. Mm-hmm. And I very easily can just totally half-ass a workout by myself in the gym. Being there with other people, there's like this accountability to be trying and pushing hard because everybody else is too. Mm-hmm. So having accountability is for most people really, really helpful. If you're the kind of person that, like me, I'm the definition of this kind of person who thrives on external accountability, like somebody else putting me on the hook for something. And if I have something that I want to do and it's just for myself and nobody else knows about it, that gets pushed off and pushed off. Like I want to write a book. You know, I would love to write a book, or I want to create more content for my social media. I just like push it off and push it off and push it off. But if somebody else has me on the hook and has due dates for me to do things, it gets done for sure, much better. Or I have to tell them that it's not, and or they ask about it and I don't want to deal with the discomfort of that. So,
yeah, I literally cannot think of a single time that you have said you were going to do something for someone else and not followed through.
Well,
you're an obliger.
I'm definitely an obliger, but there's definitely been times where I'm like, hey, I'm going to need an extension. But right. I let them know ahead of time.
Right.
And I have
still get the thing done.
And it's like so painful because I have to let them know. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, do I really want to like let them know that I can't get it done in the time frame? I definitely always get it done mm-hmm. for sure.
So find a friend, find a family member, hire a coach, find someone that you can be accountable to really, really reinforce you reaching your goals.
Yeah. And if nutrition is what you're trying to get better at, whether it's have a better relationship with food or get leaner or lose weight or gain weight or just perform better in the gym, working against gravity is an amazing service for that. I mean, we love it. We're biased. It's ours. But we've been doing this for 5 years and we've had a lot of amazing success. And if you're listening to this podcast, then you're probably the type of person that we really want to work with and the person who's growth minded. So workingagainstgravity.com. Sign up.
Just to reiterate, guys, number one, once you know that consistency is what you're after, number one is pick the lead domino, something that you are an 8 or 9 out of 10 likely to follow through on. Number two is give yourself some sort of external consequence to reinforce it. And then three, find someone to be accountable to.
Perfect.
Guys, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. Stay in touch by signing up for our newsletter at workingagainstgravity.com or on Instagram at workingagainstgravity.
And don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, and refer a friend. We'll be back next week with another episode. Talk to you then.